Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. A couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast where I talked about the thinking and the strategy and the action and the results. I want to go a little bit deeper into that today and talk only about your thinking. Ready? Let's do this. Hey, everybody. Bill Caskey back for another episode of my podcast, where I attempt every week to bring you something useful, valuable, and relevant in the world of business development, sales, achievement, leadership, whatever. So that's what we're going to do today, is talk about thinking. And we did an episode a few weeks ago where we went into detail about the model, what I call the model. And the model is very simple. It's how you think determines your strategy. Your strategy determines your actions. Your actions determine results. T-S-A-R. 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 So the question becomes then, well, okay, Bill, Smarty, how do I think? And I want to talk to you about that today, because I think there are some categories of thought that we should have. These are things that we put in all of our programming, all of our training, whether it's working with a corporate group or a individual coaching. And so here are the 5 areas, and some of these you may be doing already. You may be spot on right here with me, and others you may not. And as you know, in this podcast, I am very willing to say, here's what you need to be doing. And you need to be willing to say, either I'm doing that now and being rigorously honest with yourself, or not so much. I need some work there. So here's 1. How are you thinking about your role? The role that you play in your business life, or the role that you play as a leader, or as a sales professional, or account manager, whatever role you're in, are you really clear about your thinking about that? And I think this also is important when you are in the pursuit of a client process. Let's say you have a first meeting, Zoom, Teams, Meetup, whatever, or it's face-to-face, and it's your first call with them. And maybe you've spoken on the phone, maybe there's a couple of them and a couple of you. And my question is, what are you thinking right before that call starts? Are you thinking, oh man, I hope my slides work. Hope my tech works. Hope their guys show up. Hopefully we are credible as we go through this. So there could be a lot of things you're thinking. But I want you to think about your role in what we'll call the buyer-seller dance. And I believe your role should be thus. Your role should be to create the environment, the atmosphere in the transaction where they are sharing with you their issues, their dilemmas, their dreams, their pains, whatever, whatever's on their mind, so that you can decide if you can help them get out of that jam or get to the destination. So your role is to create atmospheres and spaces where those things can happen. Now, think about the difference between that role and the traditional role where you say, what's my role? My role is to get the deal. My role is to make the sale. And then we wonder why closing percentages are 12%. And we also wonder why salespeople are not very well respected. And we also, it's not a long bridge to, geez, I don't even like to be seen as a salesperson or known as a salesperson. I know some of you are like, you wear the hat, you wear it well, and because you're different, you accept it. But the fact is that when I talk to most people on the street, the word salesperson and the person known as the salesperson is not always believed because they have an agenda. And we know they have an agenda. You can call it a grift. I don't care what you call it. It's an agenda. And so what I've got to do in rethinking the role is changing that, is getting out of that, because that's not helpful for you or for the prospect to have them thinking of you as someone who's not going to be totally honest with them. So your role is to create the atmosphere for trust where information can be exchanged so that you can decide whether you can help them or not. So that's number one. I'm not going to go into a ton of detail on these other four like I did that one, but that to me is a big one. Is if you can rethink your role, you will act naturally then differently in that role if you rethink it. So now your role is not to make the sale. Your role is to create the atmosphere where truth can be exchanged. That's pretty cool, really, when you think about it. If that's all you can need to do when you are with a potential client, do you know what kind of response you're going to get from them? Do you know how much more information you're going to get? A ton. And do you know how easy it's going to be to make the sale after that? A whole lot easier than if you're just pitching and presenting and convincing and persuading the whole time, and you're not paying any attention at all to the atmosphere or the environment. Number two, you've heard the CIA talk about sources and methods. Oh, we can't show you that because that would reveal sources and methods of how we got this information. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to number two on our list of how to think is systems and processes. You can call them methods, you can call them frameworks, but you need a selling system. You need to think about selling as a system, a system-wide, systematic approach to generating revenue. And most salespeople don't think of it that way. They don't have frameworks, they don't have methods, they don't have systems, they don't have a map of the journey from the time a prospect first reaches out or you reach out to them all the way to the end. There's no graphic that depicts that. And that's a shame because that's all selling is a series of systems and components that help you get somebody from where they are to where they want to be. And where they want to be is not a client of yours. Where they want to be is the solving of the problem and the achievement of a goal or the destination. And to the extent your systems help them get there, them meaning the prospect, then you're going to be much more valuable to them than if you're just winging it. So you've got to think about yourself as a systems person and a process person. Get the sales process right. Understand it. Make sure it's good for them. Be able to articulate it. And when you do, your thinking totally changes. So now sales is not about your personality and you getting them to say yes. Sales is about working people through the system. Now, you can bring your personality into it. I want it to be joyful and pleasant for the prospect, but it's still a system. There's still an outcome. There's an input and there's an output. And in between there, there's a system. Number three, I think we need to rethink our assets. And you've heard me talk about that on this podcast, and I will tell you, I will keep talking about this. And if this means you're going to turn me off and delete me from your follow on the podcast, sorry. I just have witnessed so many people, and this happens especially in my coaching practice. People come to me, they have something that they want to accomplish that hasn't been accomplished, and they've tried. And what I find is they're not putting their assets to good use. Assets could be things like your email list, your relationships that you have in the world or in the marketplace, your success stories and client testimonials and client satisfaction surveys and clients that just love you and they'll do anything. They'll run through thickets for you. Thicket? Yeah. Those are assets for you, and yet we don't use them. We go off. In fact, I have a client who's, he'll recognize the story if he listens. I think he does, who said, I've got several testimonials from clients who who are in love with the work that we've done. And it's transformed their lives. And it's like three-minute testimonials. And I said, well, when do you use that in the sales process? He said, I haven't. I said, what? He just hasn't. And I don't know if it's discomfort. I don't know if I didn't see them. So maybe they're not all that good. But the point there is that that is an asset. Your client talking about how valuable your service, product, whatever has been, is an asset. You need to get it out there and use it. So think about the assets that you have that you can bring to bear. I like to think of these as internal and external. Internal are things like how you do things, maybe your problem-solving approach, maybe it's a process kind of thing that you do with your potential clients that nobody else does. It's very valuable. External things would be things that you do in the marketplace, client testimonials, email lists, things like that. So think about your assets and think about, am I thinking about them in the right way? Number four, I want you to think about your generosity. Are you generous with your information, with your expertise, with your education, with what you know, your know-how? Are you generous with that? Most people are not. Most people are very selfish with their expertise. I don't want you to be. You know things. Get those things that you know out into the world. Be generous with them. Write up something. Produce something. Cut a video. Do a podcast. Do a series of informational articles on things that you've realized or skills that you think are important today in your particular niche, or trends that are affecting your customers, or the top five questions that people ask when they invite you in. Be generous with that. Because when you are, people start to see and hear and consume how you think about the world. And if you think about the world in a similar way that a prospect thinks about the world, guess what? They might call you. How about that? Get out of this old thinking. I've got a couple of people that I have worked with over the past year or so who are reluctant to put anything out because they're afraid their competitors are going to see it. Okay. Chances are your competitors know what they need to know about you and your company and your value. They probably even know what your pitch is. They know what your quotes are because your prospects share those with everybody. So this idea that you're going to say something that's going to trigger the competitor to do something, come on. I'm not saying link to them. Chances are not even going to see it, because if you publish something on LinkedIn, only 10% of your population that's connected to you sees it. So it's very unlikely a competitor is going to. And so what if they do? You're not sharing proprietary information about profit margins in your territory. You're just sharing ideas with people. So be generous. Number five, final, be curious. Rethink your curiosity. Are you really curious? The question is if somebody came up to you on the street and said, are you a curious person? You would probably say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm curious. But are you? Are you? I find the most successful people, here's what they do. Here's what they do in a first meeting, or even if it's a casual and not a non-business relationship, just personal meeting, they're extremely curious about situations. So a person will come up to me at a cocktail party, super successful person, you know, I'm just giving you an example, and they'll say, hey, Bill, what's going on? And now you're in the consulting training business, aren't you? Well, tell me about that. How's that business right now? What are you finding your biggest challenges are? Where are people really wanting to know what you do? What's the future of that business? You know, with AI and with technology, what's the future? They are just pummeling you with questions because they're truly curious. How many people do that? Very few. Very few. Here's another way you can use curiosity is the first call. I'm very curious about where people are on the first call. I want to know, are you just beginning to explore these opportunities and thoughts? Or have you been, you know, living with this problem for a while and something happened, it's really caused it? What is your role, John? What is your role, Pete? I want to understand where I'm starting from. And you can't do that if you're not curious. So those are five things: your role, your assets, your systems and procedures, your generosity, and your curiosity. If you can rethink how you think about those things, I think great things can happen. I've gone on way too long, so I'm really glad you joined me. And if you want to book a call with me and talk about anything that's happening in your world, I'd be happy to chat for 30 minutes and see if I can point you in a direction or help you in some way. Go to BillCaskey.com. All info is there. See you next time. Bye.